pieced together. Good things come in small packages, they say. Indeed, some cultures around the world appreciate the importance of small things, often putting them together to create amazing works of art. Often, practical need or creative desire plays a key role in such efforts. Stitched together. Patchwork, whose beauty has long been appreciated in many cultures across the globe, is a type of needlework that involves sewing scraps of fabric together to create a larger piece of art. Every culture is proud of its own patterns, including Koreans, who take pride in their unique style, jogakbo. Created during the Joseon Dynasty, it is a type of traditional wrapping cloth made by stitching small pieces of fabric into a large square or rectangle. Frugal women did not want to waste any fabric and found ways to reuse it. However, jogakbo was much more than just repurposing fabric. It often told the creator's life story because a finished piece contained fabric scraps from her wedding skirt, her husband's shirt, and her children's clothes. The practical need to repurpose leftover patches gave birth to a novel art form. The beauty of jogakbo lies in its design, which results from stitching together patches of various shapes, sizes, and colors in a seemingly improvised manner. Stitching such random patches into a perfect square or rectangle requires artistic sensitivity, a high level of skill, careful planning, and long hours stitching. The desire for creative excellence resulted in harmonious combinations of patches in various colors, shapes, and sizes, which have been compared to modern abstract paintings, such as those of Pierre Mondrian or Paul Klee. Jogakbo was a useful activity in which leftover pieces of cloth were transformed into a pursuit of beauty and utility, eventually becoming an important part of traditional Korean craft art. Assembled together. The Sainte-Chapelle in Paris, France, and Nasir al-Mulk Mosque in Shiraz, Iran, amaze their visitors with brilliant glass window panels through which astonishing light of vigorous colors penetrates. These panels are called stained glass windows and are made up of colored pieces of glass assembled together to form large windows. In Europe and the Middle East, the techniques for stained glass windows advanced quickly during the medieval period when religious buildings got bigger to accommodate more worshippers and prayers. Small pieces of glass assembled next to one another were not only more practical for construction, but also able to tell a story. Since most people were illiterate at that time, the images placed on the windows helped them understand religious messages that they might otherwise have been unable to grasp. Making a stained glass window is a process in which intricacy is required. It involves creating durable glass sheets and staining them, cutting them into desired shapes, and assembling them into prepared designs. Each step requires expert craftspeople working together. Though originally used in religious structures, stained glass windows found their way into a variety of modern buildings, including residential homes. These little pieces are now recognized worldwide as an important form of creative art, whose splendor wouldn't have been acknowledged without the glass artist's desire for beauty sparked by a practical need. Strung together. Throughout the ages and across all cultures, there have been small decorative objects with the hole for threading called beads. In its simplest form, beadwork can involve threading a few beads together on a single string to make a simple bracelet or necklace, or on a larger scale to form beaded bags, clothing, or even wall hangings. Beadwork is ancient, evidenced by the findings of beads dating back to the Stone Age. Back then, people strung bones, shells, or rocks together to hang around their neck. As cultures and societies evolved over time, beadwork became a form of personal expression, a symbol of social class, or even a talisman to drive away bad luck. Interestingly, some regions have particularly rich traditions. Then AA Tribe of South Africa, for example, is famed for intricate dresses made of glass beads. Different designs serve as a means of marking different developmental stages of a woman's life. An unmarried girl may wear a square apron onto which thousands of glass beads were hand-sewn, while a married woman might wear a five-paneled apron, along with beaded necklaces and a beaded cape. Similarly, beadwork is an essential aspect of many Native American cultures. Beadwork powerfully expresses cultural identity, reflecting a sense of continuity across generations. Pieced together by need and desire. Plato once remarked that our need will be the real creator. When need or desire arises, different communities willingly attach small, simple, insignificant everyday objects to one another to generate a new form of creative work that is more beautiful and more practical than the mere sum of its parts. The Greek philosopher may have recognized that the process for all things creative begins from within, from need and desire, to express artistic instincts or to maximize the utility of things available. Cultures may vary on the surface, but they all seem to share some common elements, often universal and essential, rooted deep in human nature.